Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. All right, what if you could steal a billionaire's time secret for making more minutes in the day to get more done? Wouldn't that be cool? Well, I'm going to teach you that today. I kind of borrowed it, stole it, swiped it, lifted it from Oprah Winfrey, and it's going to really, really help you out here to help you make more money and get more time to live the life of your dreams. All right, so let's jump into this. My name is Craig Valentine. I'm the host of Early to Rise Radio, author of The Perfect Day Formula. You can get a free copy of that at freeperfectdaybook.com. Or if you've already read that, jump ahead to the next book in the trilogy. I don't know what the third one's going to be, but the next book in the trilogy is Perfect Week Formula. And you go to perfectweekformula.com to get a copy of that and make more time for what matters. You know, we talked about that on the last podcast, but in this one, I'm going to teach you about the billionaire time matrix, the movie of your life. This is one of my favorite exercises. It's going to help you like get so dialed in for success. And then we're going to finish it off with a few things that are going to help you understand that what got you here won't get you to the next level. So when it comes to being a productive machine, oh my goodness, I want to help you get to the next level. And it's going to be through today's conversation. So if you're ready to dive into it, I am too. Now, we're going to start with the movie of your life. This involves you watching a movie and writing a movie script. You see, I discovered this a few years ago when I was doing my Perfect Life workshops for so many entrepreneurs all over the world, and I noticed that they were incongruent with their goals and their actions. Now, you might be that way too. And it, you know what? When you are that way, it causes you stress. For me, it caused massive amounts of anxiety back when I was about 30 years old. So there I was in the best shape of my life physically, making the most money that I had, having the most time freedom in the world. I was a new entrepreneur. I could do whatever I wanted, whenever I wanted. I could wake up when I wanted. I could go out every night if I wanted. I could just live it up. And I did. And that chaos actually led me to drinking too much. And I was in misalignment with my goals in life. And that stress and anxiety built up. And I was also introverted and socially anxious. And the next thing you know, I'm in the emergency room twice in a period of 6 months. So it was January 1st and sometime I think in May that I went for the second time. Yeah. So in those 6 months, I went to the emergency room twice. I absolutely nearly destroyed my life. And I don't want anything like that to happen to you. And so I'm going to help you overcome it. Now, let's talk about watching this movie of your life. Here's how it goes. This is one of the keys to my success in transforming my life from broke, struggling, introverted, socially anxious, binge drinking personal trainer into the world's most disciplined man and also a very happy man today. Now, the movie of your life simply requires you to go back, and you could do this either weekly or daily, okay? Weekly or daily. If you're going to do it daily, you would do this at, 7 o'clock at night, maybe before dinner or after dinner. You're going to sit there and you're going to think, well, let's check out the movie script for my day. What did I want to do? I wanted to get up at, 6 a.m. and I wanted to, spend 30 minutes of time working on a very important priority. And then I wanted to do 30 minutes of exercise. And then I wanted to, get the kids up and get them off to school. And then I wanted to check in with my team. And then I wanted to have that meeting. And then I wanted to, go out for lunch with that person. And then I wanted to pick the kids up at school at 3. And I want to do a little more work and they'd be present with them at night and, maybe go to one of their kids' sports games. Okay, great. Well, if that's the movie script, right? That's the script for the movie of your life. How did the movie actually turn out? All right. Where do we have some bad actors in there? Did you wake up at 6:10 because you hit the snooze button? And now you go, okay, because I woke up at 6:10, I was really rushed. I actually skipped my workout. And because I skipped my workout, I felt bad for the rest of the day and so on and so forth. And you were off, you know, you had some successes, like you did get to pick the kids up at school at 3 and you did a little bit more work, but you weren't as present with them at night. And you go, okay. And this is where the scientific method comes into play. It's called cause and effect. And Elon Musk says, you know, if you use the scientific method and use cause and effect, you can discover so many great things. Because on the other hand, if you don't pay attention to cause and effect, you know somebody probably who's like, oh, every day I'm tired at 2:00 in the afternoon. You go, well, yeah, you go to Burger King every day. And they're like, yeah, so what? So I ate Burger King at lunch. What's that have to do with anything? And they don't make the connection between the cause, the Burger King meal, the processed foods, the sugar, and the effect, falling asleep an hour later. And you might maybe have not noticed that if you don't exercise before 8:00 in the morning, that you feel absolutely horrible all day long. You're just anxious and on edge. Or maybe you're not noticing that it's that second coffee at 10:00 in the morning makes you grumpy at 3:00 and 4:00 when you pick the kids up. You got to make this cause and effect association. And when you do this, you know, taking a look at the movie script of your life, your to-do list and your scripting plan, hopefully you're using that from my Perfect Day Formula Kit. If you're not using that, it'd be really good if you did, but you plan out your day and then you compare it. So you look at the script, you watch the movie. You look at the script, you watch the movie. And you do that every single day and you become 1% better. You go, okay, listen, tomorrow I'm not going to hit snooze, which means I'm going to be able to do my work and get my workout done. That's all I'm going to focus on tomorrow. And you do it and you go, wow, I felt way better today. Okay, let's rewrite the script for tomorrow. Well, you know, maybe you have a bit of trouble going on social media at 10:00 in the morning and it causes you to be a little bit rushed for the rest of the day. So maybe you say, okay, I'm not going to go on social media until lunchtime. And we can all get sucked into social media. We all think it's very, very important. Oh, I got to check out my Facebook group and see if there was a comment. Well, listen, that comment's been sitting there for at least 10 hours since you last checked Facebook when you wake up in the morning. It can wait another 2 hours. Right? There are no emergencies in most people's businesses. Okay. If you have an emergency, you call 911. And most people's businesses are not urgent care centers that are listening to this. So understand 99% of the time, you do not have emergencies in your business. And you must react accordingly. So you watch that movie script for your life, and then you identify where you are making mistakes in your scripting and your actions. Now, you can also do this weekly. So maybe Sunday morning, you sit there and you go, okay, you know, this week we wanted to have date night. I wanted to have 3 workouts. I wanted to do this. I wanted to do that. And you look and you go, well, I nailed my workouts, got them all done. You know, I never hit snooze this week. But, you know, we didn't really have a quality date night because I kept on pushing it back and pushing it back. And we went from having dinner and a movie to me picking up Chick-fil-A. Well, that's not really date night, is it? Dang. So what caused the problem there? And you go, you know what? It was because I didn't look at it as a non-negotiable and I didn't plan cutoff times and I kept on saying yes. And I didn't communicate to my team how important it was for me to leave at 5:00. Well, I got to change that script going forward. So that's an absolute game changer for you in life. Review your script, watch the movie, and then get 1% better every day by adjusting that cause and that effect based on the cause, right? So if you notice that you're rushing, look at what's causing you to rush and eliminate that problem. Go to the deep root of the problem. And the deep root of the problem might be that, you know, it's not that you can't manage your time. It's not that you can't, you know, do the right things. It's not that you're a good person. It's just that you are a people pleaser and you say yes to everything. And you're saying yes to people's emergencies that are not your problem. Like maybe you're a team member, maybe you're an employee somewhere. And you notice like, hey, you're just nailing your days, but all of a sudden, you know, there's a reputation you've gathered that you'll help anybody with their fires and emergencies. And so whenever somebody else has been lazy or screws up, they bring it all to you. Well, you know, the deeper issue is that you need to stand up for yourself. And that's how you'll have better date nights, because you won't have other people steal your time. There's a lot of, you know, deeper levels we can go through on this, but just start here. Start here with the movie script, the watching the movie of the life, the identifying of the cause and effect, and the commitment to getting 1% better every day. Now, you're probably wondering, well, how the heck can I do that? How can I stop, you know, working so much? So I want to go into the billionaire time matrix. And you have to understand, you know, if you're an entrepreneur, maybe you're making $500,000, maybe you're making, you know, your revenue's $2 million, maybe it's $10 million. We have people listening who are doing almost $100 million a year. I've heard from quite a few people doing great things. And if you're making $1 million a year and you're like, oh, I'm so crazy busy, understand that, you know, what got you here will not get you to the next level. So you can't just continue to be crazy busy in the same activities that got you to a million. They're not going to get you to 10. Because think about it, billionaires with multiple massive businesses like Oprah Winfrey or Elon Musk, Steve Jobs when he was around, like they were not doing everything in the business, because if they were doing everything in the business, like manufacturing the computers and the cars and the rockets and, you know, setting up the lighting for the show and ordering the catering and doing all that stuff, you know, they would never have become billionaires. So they ask a series of important questions. And I love Oprah's approach to life and business. She hires great people. And Steve Jobs once had a really great quote: we don't hire great people to tell them what to do. We hire great people so they tell us what to do. That's absolutely a game changer in your mind. Should be anyways. In that you're probably doing a lot of work that should be delegated, automated, eliminated, ADE. Automate, delegate, and eliminate the stuff that you shouldn't be doing. I recently had a new client join one of my programs and they said, oh my goodness, learning about the 5% and 95% rule, this is going to make a huge difference in my life. And this is stolen from my friend Bedros Koulian, who says, you must identify your 5%, the activities that only you can do in your business. Dan Sullivan calls this your zone of genius or your unique ability. And I call it being the Oprah of your business. Think about it. If Oprah was running your business, what would Oprah do in your business? Would she be running to the FedEx store? No. Would she be making copies? Would she be editing the videos? Would she be editing the podcasts? Would she be editing her own books? Would she even be writing her own books? No. I didn't even write the Perfect Week formula. I downloaded a bunch of stories to Austin Gillis. I taught him to write in my voice, and he wrote the best book of all three books I've ever written. So we're going to go through and help you automate, delegate, and eliminate by using the billionaire time matrix. It's going to help you make 10 more hours in your week by getting rid of stuff you shouldn't be doing, so you can really put your hours towards your highest value, your 5%, as Bedros says. And I'll tell you a little story about how Bedros came up with that. Back when he was a struggling entrepreneur, he had built up a chain of gyms and sold them. And then after he had sold them, he became a coach to gym owners who wanted to grow their gyms. And it was really just him and his assistant. I can't remember if her name was Valerie or something like that. And he would sometimes just have his assistant do the sales calls. So one day he was supposed to do a sales call. And all of a sudden his wife, Diana, came into him because he's working at home. And Diana said, hey, Bedros, one of the sprinklers, you know, watering the lawn is not working. And he's like, oh, well, I got a sales call in 10 minutes. I guess I'll just get Valerie or whatever her name was to go and do it. And so to save, you know, $150 in maintenance fees that, you know, someone would have been paid to come and fix the sprinkler, Bedros went and started doing it himself. And his assistant, Valerie, did the sales call and missed out on a $15,000 sale. Think about that. He stepped over dollars to pick up dimes. Stepped over dollars to pick up dimes. Oh, you know, and you probably have done this before where it's like, oh, I got to cut my own lawn, or I got to, you know, there's no way I'm letting anybody clean my house or make my meals or do whatever. You're stepping over dollars to pick up dimes. And, you know, it's like, I'm going to save $50 here. But you're, you know, the 3 hours you spend on that activity rob you from $1,000 or $2,000 or $5,000. And until you get that, until you make that switch in your head, you will never, ever, ever be a millionaire. It's true. It's harsh, but true. So I want you to ask yourself four questions, and they go like this. They're going to help you work 10 fewer hours per week on the little stuff so you can make 10 big hours for big stuff, or you can have 10 more hours with your family, your friends, your faith, your fitness, your finances, whatever it is. Question number one is, what do you hate doing? What do you hate doing in your business? Now, you might not be able to give up this activity, but maybe you're doing this activity in your magic time in the morning or whatever time of day your magic time is, and you're robbing yourself of maximum productivity. So for example, I hated for a long time doing calls in the morning. So as you know, my morning is about from 4 a.m. till 10 a.m. And in that time, I crank out a ton of writing. But when I was really started my coaching business, I was doing sales calls at 7 a.m. because, you know, we had people in Australia wanting to sign up. So I was doing calls when it was like their 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock at night. And it was horrible because not only did it cut into my magic time in the morning when I should have been writing, but I would go to bed or even in the late afternoon, the day before, I'd be angry about, oh my goodness, why did I take a call at that time of day? And so it was robbing me of several hours, even though it was a 1 hour call. And so I just decided I'm not doing calls in the morning. I only do calls between 2 and 5 p.m. every single day. And I make all my calls fit into it. And so people want me, they got to be in that time. And somewhere, at some point, you're awake between those 3 hours. Almost everybody in the world, it's really early for people in Australia, but that's the only time they're going to get. And it works. So think about what you hate doing and either stop doing it or move it. Delegate it. Teach it to somebody else. Coach them up to do it so that you don't do it. And now you've saved yourself the time of the task, but you've also saved yourself from hating it. Think about the mental energy you spend hating things that you have to do. Imagine you were freed of those things. You know, so like maybe imagine this. If you could wave a magic wand in your business, what would you change? That's a good place to start when you think about what you should hate. And as we move to our next question, the second question is, what should you stop doing? What should you stop doing? So for me, I discovered that when I was doing the podcast circuit to promote my Perfect Day Formula book, I've done now over 700 podcasts, including my own, but I did about 400 for other people. And there was a lot of them where I knew I was doing a podcast for, you know, a 22-year-old who was in his mom's basement in a closet recording this podcast, and he had 20 listeners. Now, those podcasts, they were costing me 2 hours. Again, it's not just the hour of the podcast. It's now the hour of the podcast plus about 30 minutes before the podcast, you start thinking, oh yeah, I gotta do that podcast in half an hour. So you're slowing down the work. And then you have to make the transition time. You have to make the transition, you know, get the microphone out, get the lighting set up, do all this stuff. And you're like, oh my gosh. And then you're like, well, there's 5 minutes early. So now you're just waiting there for the guy or the girl, and then they might be late. And then when you're done the podcast, it takes a few minutes to transition out of it. So it's really 2 hours to do a 1 hour podcast. And I'm like, I cannot do this. I cannot do this if I want to grow my business to $10 million this year. So what should you stop doing? And when I say stop doing, no one else in the business is going to take it up. So I stopped doing small podcasts, and it wasn't like I delegated it to somebody else. I just stopped doing it. It didn't hurt my business. And in fact, it helped because it gave me more time to work on what mattered. So make sure that you stop doing something. That is going to be an absolute game changer for you. And be okay with it. You must get strong at saying no. So now this is really exciting that you see that you've been able to make probably an extra 4 to 6 hours per week by stopping something, as I stopped my podcast, and either moving or stopping what you were hating doing. Now we move on to the third question, which might save you the most hours of the week. And the question goes like this: what is not your job? What is not your job? So if you think about previously, what should you stop doing? That's elimination of the ADE, automate, delegate, eliminate formula. What is not your job is the D part, the delegation. So you look at all the things that you're doing in a day. And for me, for a long time, I was uploading video to Instagram. I was doing sales calls. And the embarrassing thing was I had team members who I had hired for this, but I made the classic mistake of, it's just going to take me too long to explain it. I'll just do it myself. I'll just do it myself are probably some of the most powerful words for causing anxiety in yourself. I'll just do it myself. No one can do it as well as me. It'll take too long to teach it. I'll just do it myself. And every single little I'll just do it myself is kind of like death by a thousand cuts. But instead of cutting yourself a thousand times, what you're doing is you're putting on layers, like cement layers. It's just another layer of cement on your back. And suddenly one day it's too many layers and it crushes you. I'll just do it myself. Stop saying those words, okay? Stop saying them. So what is not your job? What is not Oprah's job? Well, Oprah's job is not doing the lighting, you know, making sure the audio is good, making sure that the cameras are set up, making sure that there's catering there, setting up the green room for the, the guest, booking the guest, calling the guest assistant, arranging the guest travel. No, Oprah does none of this. Oprah only does what only Oprah can do. And that's why she focuses on her 5%, it's probably even just a 1%, and delegates the 99%. So once I got rid of video uploads and sales calls, and I shifted my schedule and I stopped doing all those podcasts, all of a sudden, I was well over an extra 10 hours a week that I saved so that I could then move ahead to making YouTube videos that get watched thousands and thousands of times, which is a much better use of my own schedule than doing a podcast for 20 people. It's really, really exactly how you're going to leverage that decision so that you become more productive. So what is not your job? Running errands, and this can expand outside of business. Think about, are you cooking all the meals in your house? Because your mother-in-law would be like, oh my God, you don't even cook all the meals. Listen, you weren't put here to cook all the meals at your house. You were put here to focus on that 5% of making an impact in men and women's lives. And it's okay if you don't cook all the meals for the family. It's okay if you use a meal prep service. It's okay if you can even afford someone else to come and cook all the meals for you at your house on Sundays and pack it up. It's okay. It's okay if you send your laundry out. It's okay if you don't cut your lawn. Because that is not your job when you are a 7 or 8 figure, a 9 figure entrepreneur. It's certainly not a billionaire's job. And they're people just like you and I. So it's okay for you to make a long, long list of what is not your job and then delegate it. You know, some of the stuff can be easily delegated. You almost don't even have to think about it. Like someone else knows how to cut your lawn better than you do. So that's no problem. But, video editing, you might have to teach somebody what exactly that you want. You show them a model. You say, see these videos by Virginia Kerr. They're absolutely amazing. When I send you the footage, you're going to make videos like that. And, you might check out Virginia. You might check out my friend Omar Alatar, Omar the Rockstar Alatar. He's the host of The Passionate Few. I've been on his podcast a couple of times. Check out his YouTube channel. Check out This Is Virginia Kerr on Instagram and see how her editing is done. Buy her course for your team and offload that activity. Then finally, the fourth question, what are your distractions? So what are your distractions? And as you know, I've taught you many times, you have to destroy your distractions, toss your temptations, and eliminate toxicity from your life. So you must make sure you're spending time only in good environments. You must make sure that you are only on social media in designated times. You must make sure that you have a cutoff time. You must make sure that you are not binge watching television and Netflix. It's okay to watch some, but you can't binge watch. You can't watch so much that it keeps you up past your bedtime at night so you hit snooze in the morning. So do the movie script, the movie, and watch the movie of your life and identify what's causing you to have the wrong effect in your life. So you're going to save yourself so much time when you destroy those distractions and you minimize the amount of time that you spend on entertainment. Now you can still entertain yourself, but remember, if it's getting in the way of things, it's going to crush you and your goals. Now, three more questions to ask before we move on to the final little segment. So you've gone through those four questions. You now see how you can save 5, 10, 15, 20 hours a week. Now you're probably thinking, oh, I can't afford to do all this. Okay. Well, listen, if money was no object, how would you fix these problems? You're probably going to say delegate to your team members and block your schedule. Maybe get a Calendly link. Maybe hire somebody on Upwork for 5 hours a week at $10 an hour. That is not going to make you go broke if you're doing over six figures in revenue, especially if you're doing 7, 8 figures. And there's websites like Upwork.com, FreeUp.net, Fiverr.com, Fiverr with two R's. And you go to those websites, or maybe even go to some of these work at home mom networks that are available online. And you just go and you find somebody who's willing to work for 5, 10, 15, 20 hours. And maybe they live in an area where $12 an hour is good money. And they just want a little side job. And they do some work for you. And they can live halfway around the world and still edit your videos. And now all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, I just bought back 10 hours of my time for $120. Wow. That's going to open your eyes for then you to go and do stuff where you can make $120 per hour, which means $1,200 from those 10 hours of freed up time. Or maybe now you're able to be present with your family at night, or maybe now you're able to go back and finally exercise again. This is a game changer, and it's not just something only billionaires can do. So what will this give you more time to do? For me, I delegated my team members. I blocked my schedule. I was able to film and learn more. I was able to do more high-level meetings. I have eight hours of meetings with my team. Each one of those is massively productive because we use our Management Rhythms Blueprint system. And it's allowed us to double our business during COVID. Double the business. And I have more time for Daisy the dog because I created this exercise just after my dog, Bally the dog, had passed away. And I was going, you know, some days I was sitting there going, my butt hurts because I sit so much. I'm not walking a dog. I don't have a dog. I don't feel like I have time for a dog. I got to fix my life. So I created this exercise based on what I had learned from Steve Jobs and Oprah. And all of a sudden I had time for a puppy again, because as you know, probably know, a puppy is an incredible time investment. What were the first steps for me to fix it? All I had to do was have a meeting with my assistant, Linda. Maybe you've interacted with Linda. She's absolutely amazing. And my social media manager at the time. And it fixed my life. It was so simple. So get out a blank piece of paper. Write down, what do you hate doing? And see how many hours it will save you once you've identified this and rearranged your schedule. Then, what should you stop doing? And then write down how many hours it will save you once you stop these activities. Then, what is not your job? And how many hours this will save you when you delegate those activities. And finally, what are your distractions? For me, it was Instagram, and I just limit my time on Instagram, and I shut my phone off at night every time at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. How many hours will it save you when you take control of your distractions? And if you add that up, you're going to be well over 10 hours a week. You're welcome. You're very welcome for what I have just done for you. Now, finally, this is where you should see that what got you here won't get you there. Doing it all yourself and saying those horrible, non-magical words, detrimental words, I'll just do it myself. Understand that when you say that, you're putting a ceiling on your income and your happiness. And if you only hire people who cannot help you out because they're not great people and they can't give you ideas, well, that will cause you to hit a ceiling too. So you must become a great leader. You must have meetings with your team to coach them up to take over the work. And you know what? Becoming that great leader and freeing up your time will help you step into the millionaire status that you've desired for so long. So my friend, go through that exercise. This is a third in our trilogy of helping you own your time, control your days, make more money, and make more time for what matters. So if you haven't listened to episode 189 and 190, and then this one, I would listen to them all twice in that order. Do the exercises that I walk you through, and then send me a message at Real Craig Valentine on Instagram and let me know how your life has changed. I mean, this is an incredible blueprint for you. And if you want me to coach you on how to accomplish these things, and what you should do with the time that you now have to grow your business faster, then go to craigballantyne.com and apply to work with me there. I can't wait to hear how this has helped you. You can just send me your success stories, your feedback, your questions to me on Instagram at @RealCraigBallantyne, or you can email us at support@earlytorise.com. You can find me all over the web. I get back to you really, really fast. We have a Facebook group as well. So just join me there, my friend, and tell me about the success and give me some ideas for future content. I can't wait to hear from you soon. If you could head over to iTunes, give us a 5-star review and a ranking there, I would absolutely love it. So we'll see you soon. Making more time and making more money. Have a great day.